Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Gail Schimmel is the Chief Executive Officer of the Advertising Regulatory Board. Gail, a very, very good morning, and thanks for taking the time to speak to us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
I mean, I don't envy you. I envy you because you're involved in the most amazing space, and it's exciting and it's creative. But are there times that you want to just simply bash your head against a wall?
Oh, you have no idea. Absolutely, exactly as you put it. My work is exciting and it's fun and it's interesting, but there are times where we do wonder.
Because, I mean, you, and the worst, it's not the worst part, because it's what you're doing, is you've got to take complaints seriously. You have to take, I mean, I imagine you've got to take, you've at least got to go through them, all of them, not roll your eyes at some of them. Some are obviously real. We've seen incidents in South Africa where advertising has caused tremendous damage. But how do you find that balance between us being completely ridiculous and raising some very serious issue?
Well, I think what most people don't realize is that the complaints that you become aware of, you know, the ones that make it into the media and that actually make it to a formal decision, are only about 20% of the complaints that we receive.
Wow.
So we go through every single complaint that we receive. A lot of them, the consumers don't give us all the information we need, and when we go back and ask for that information, they aren't forthcoming, and we have to close the file. A lot of them don't fall under our jurisdiction. You know, our jurisdiction is very limited. It is the content of advertising. And so often we have to refer them to different bodies because their complaint actually relates to something else. And then there are complainants who are stark raving mad. And if you are seeing a decision, then we have found that there is something in the complaint. So, for example, in the matter that we're talking about this morning with the littering is an issue. So that's something you don't want portrayed in a careless way in advertising. So with that complaint, we wanted to look more carefully at what actually happened in the ad. But we get a lot of complaints that are really, really crazy. I can't find another, a more gentle word for it. Yeah. There are a lot of mad people out there.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because I followed as well the other case that you had to deal with, which was the Doom and the pizza spraying Doom,
yes.
And then there was a suggestion that because the actor was black, that it was some form of racism, alleging that black people are stupid. And then you had to really go through information and say, well, actually, black South Africans make up the majority of our population. Therefore, it doesn't suggest that. Like, to a normal person, that's perfectly obvious. We kind of know this.
Yeah. So that one was an interesting one. That one actually made it to formal ruling, not because of the allegation of racism. Because, I mean, we get, for every ad out there, there's an allegation of racism from different people.
Right.
From black people saying it's racist, from white people saying it's racist. Sometimes the white people feel it's racist against black people. Sometimes they feel it's racist against white people. There's an allegation of racism every time there's an ad on TV. But in that Doom one, our concern was more around the spraying of Doom near the food.
Uh-huh.
So there were two aspects to that complaint. And it was the spraying of Doom near the food that worried us, that we were worried that the consumer watching that ad would think that it's okay to, if a fly is flying over your pizza,
right, to spray
the Doom
there.
As a fly. And it's just for that reason that complaint got upgraded.
Right. Oh, I see. That's interesting. It's fascinating. The problem with this is, and the consequence, and I've seen this in my own workspace, is we were looking at creating a video, you know, we do this from time to time, and it was so much easier to say, guys, let's not use people, let's not use even representations of people, because somebody's going to become offended by it. So let's just rather stick to other stuff, use images, use all sorts of other things, even though the use of humans would have conveyed a story so much better. What that says to me is that from a creative perspective, we are starting to limit ourselves because we are so fearful of how something could be perceived, even if we have the best of intentions.
It is a problem, you know, it definitely is a problem, and it's something that we're trying to make very clear in our decisions, is that we don't want an advertising industry that is so fearful that they aren't being creative. But at the same time, we think that to be the whatever creative can be creative within the rules. You know, I very strongly feel that creativity cannot be a license for insensitivity.
Definitely not. Okay.
Agreed. But it is a fine line, and it is difficult, and there is that fear that the work culture brings good and bad. The work culture brings an awareness of other people's sensitivities, but the work culture also brings an oversensitivity to other people's sensitivities. And we see it in the form of complaints where it won't be the group affected that is complaining. It will be someone who has taken offense on behalf of the group affected.
Is it more common that somebody takes offense half-half? Interesting.
It's probably half-half. Mm. We see more valid offense coming from the group who is affected because they know what affects them. They know what is offensive for them. You almost guarantee that when a white person is taking offense on behalf of a black person, but no black people are taking offense, that it's not actually offensive to black people. It's somebody who's not understanding what they're seeing and not interpreting it with the right understanding of cultural references, et cetera, et cetera.
Has it gotten worse? I mean, are we becoming more, is complaining just become part of what we do?
I don't think so. You know, we actually find that compared to some other countries, South Africans are quite slow to complain. We very, very seldom have mass complaints where one ad sparks like hundreds of complaints, which is something that happens in other countries. So we see we have a pretty steady number of complaints. We see little spikes when we have a very controversial matter that makes consumers more aware of us, and then we see a little spike in our complaints. But on the whole, our numbers are fairly steady, and the nature of the complaints remains fairly steady. And I have to say, while there are those crazy people complaining, South Africans as a whole, we take quite a lot before we complain.
And I think South Africans are funny. I think we are genuinely funny people. I think we've got a great sense of humor. If you look at South African social media, we are funny.
Absolutely.
And I don't think we actually take offense to that sort of... Well, it was interesting because before, and I'm not sure if you were listening, before you came on, we were talking about... I'd used the Oprah meme in a conversation on social media, and somebody said that I was perpetuating digital blackface. And I was just discussing with our listeners what that is, because I'd never heard of the term. I'm obviously not as woke as I think I am. Digital blackface.
No comment.
You're right, exactly. Digital blackface is now a term in the US.
Yes.
I just don't see South Africans getting behind that sort of thing. I don't think it's who we are, you know.
Well, I mean, I think South Africans are very anti-blackface. I mean, I think that
blackface, of course. I'm talking about digital blackface, using the suggestion that a white person can't use a meme, for example, of Oprah, because that is perpetuating digital blackface. This is a whole different level. Of course, South Africans are sensitive.
I mean,
blackface.
I think we're very aware of it. I think in a way we're more aware of it than a lot of other people, and therefore make less mistakes than maybe are happening overseas. And we see often when we have issues like that H&M issue a few years ago,
that was from a
foreign creative that execution came. And I don't think we would have seen something like that.
I don't think so either.
Because we are, to use the phrase, we are woke to those issues.
Right.
So, you know, it's a very difficult line, and the line between humor and humorous stereotypes versus offensive stereotypes is in theory a difficult one. I think when one sees it playing out in creativity, it's often not a difficult one. You know when it's a light-hearted humor, and you know when it's offensive stereotyping. There are times when it comes, when it's quite a thin line.
Absolutely fascinating. It's really incredible and very, very interesting to speak to you. It must be really fascinating as you keep an eye on the trends, on sensitivity, and what people are offended by. Gail Schimmel, thanks for taking the time to speak to us. Gail is the Chief Executive Officer of the Advertising Regulatory Board.